Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mike Spirit FM. Good evening and welcome to Soul Purpose. With your host, international psychic medium, Jerry Humphries. Join Jerry with his unique blend of psychic readings and insight alongside some amazing guests. Call now and be a part of the show with this respected Sky Television psychic. 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. And if you're calling from outside the USA, prefix 001 or simply register to the chat room. So now, please welcome your host, Jerry Humphries.
And a very, very warm welcome to Soul Purpose with me, Jerry Humphries. And yes, I have a guest with me this evening. I will tell you a little bit more about my guest in the next couple of minutes. So it's a very warm welcome. How have you all been? How has your week been? How are you looking forward to the end of the year? Are you looking forward to the holiday season coming up? Have you still got a lot of worries or concerns about what the end of the year might be bringing you? We are entering into a new moon cycle tomorrow. It is the first of the new moon on the 13th. And of course, today's date. Very interesting day today. The 12th. How's your day been? Have you had problems with things being out of balance? A little bit of inconsistency going on around you at the moment? I tell you what, today has been, the energy's been a little bit odd today, and I think a lot of it here in the UK has been because of the weather, particularly around me. The weather's been like icicles. It's been really cold here, and I've been thinking, no, I just really want to stay in the warm. I don't really want to do any work today. And yet, as soon as I said that, Spirit said, oh, no, you're not having a day of rest, pal. No, you've got things to do. So it's been a busy day. And of course, we are also looking to the 21st of the 12th of the 12th. Are you putting a lot of emphasis on that date, or should you be putting emphasis on that date? Because, well, we'll come to that maybe a little bit later on. It's also the shortest day here in the Northern Hemisphere. So it's a time when energy starts to shift and we start to build up. We gather momentum, the days start getting longer. And hopefully the season starts to change. And winter, although it is here in the Northern Hemisphere, particularly instead of us here in the UK, and although it forecasts snow, at the moment, looking out of my window, we haven't got any snow, but the weather's changing already, and it's starting to warm up. And I tell you what, guys, spring is going to come early. If you're thinking that winter is going to be persistent through until the end of January, February, I'll tell you now, it's not. Spring is going to come early. We're going to be blessed with a warmer February, I feel, in 2013. And talking of 2013, it is a 6 year next year. It is a number 6 year. It is the year of the snake. It's a year of passion. It's a year of fire, blazing new trails, burning those paths ahead of you for your achievements in the early part of the new year. It's a year of relationships becoming very grounded, very solid, very, very much on the passion side of things too. It's also, like a snake, it's a year of letting go, or in essence, shedding that skin that you don't need anymore. It's a year of growth. So how do you want to start your 2013 off? Are you looking forward to it? Are there things that you're not sure about? That's where, here on Soul Purpose, with myself and with my guest, we're going to be able to give you that insight, that guidance, that look at where life could be going. Because remember, we will never tell you what to do. We can only guide you. Spirit will only give you the options, the choices, because in the end, it's your life and you have to choose how you wish to live that life. So here we'll never tell you what to do. It's these are the options. So if you want those choices, come through and ask. Remember, you can ring in for your reading. If you're dialing in from the USA, it is 760-283-4611. If you're calling in from outside the USA, please prefix that with 001. You can also join us by coming through on Skype. If you go into blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, right at the top you'll see there is a Skype link there for you guys, so you can also join in on Skype. And I have to say, I know that listening in the background is the Mr. Mike Davis. We are part of the Mike Spirit FM network. I'm very privileged to be here on a Wednesday and being a part of this wonderful family that we have on Mike Spirit FM, and the governor himself, who is, for some reason, I can't quite understand why at the moment, but I'm sure he'll tell us later, he's trying to get his singing voice in tune. I have a feeling there's a little bit of a competition coming up somewhere along the line, and we'll maybe bring Mike in a little bit later, and he may even sing to you. I mean, who knows where this show's going to go? Spirit in charge, and if Mike... he's going to sing, he's going to sing. Anyway, enough about all that. I want to introduce you to my guest. I'm very privileged this evening to be working alongside somebody who is a visionary, a psychic artist, as well as being an author and a clairvoyant. When you get to link with this lady, who you will do, because some of you guys are going to be really... are going to be having some really fascinating insight from her on your readings with her. Have a listen to, and just listen to the depth of her voice and just how she channels the spirit energy through. So without further ado, I really want to just sit back and I want to listen to her voice too, because it makes me melt. This is the lovely Roz Coleman. Roz, a very good evening to you here in the UK. Welcome to Soul Purpose.
Good evening, Jerry. And I love the things that you were saying earlier about the spring coming early.
Well, I just have a feeling, Roz, at the moment that energy is already starting to shift. You know, although here, and particularly in our part of the world, we're building up to the end of December, and it's a very emotional type, very emotive time for people. If you celebrate the Christmas holidays or however you celebrate the holiday season, but I don't know about you, my lovely, but I'm really feeling that things are starting to move forwards. If that makes sense already, have you been picking that up with your work?
Very much so. Spirit moved me. They physically moved me. I've moved into a different house at mid-September, and since then they've been throwing work and opportunities at me, and I hardly know, Jerry, whether I'm coming or going at the moment. So I'm just trusting my guides and seizing every opportunity that they send me. And I've written my book in that time. It's been extraordinary. And I understand I understand that this momentum is going to continue into 2013. I really have that feeling. And what you were saying about passion as well, I've just picked up on that feeling of passion, and I'm riding it at the moment. It's
wonderful.
The only way.
Well, it is. And before we go any further, I just would just like you to explain, because obviously there are going to be people listening to Soul Purpose today who maybe aren't familiar with you. Just explain a little bit about who is Roz Coleman. How do you work? What is your vision? And tell people about the way that you work and the work that you do.
Right, Jerry. Well, I'm a psychic artist, and what that means is that spirit guides give me pictures which I paint, and I paint these with the intention of the highest good for the people that I'm working for and talking to. So very typically when I'm talking to somebody, their guide will come and give me images in my mind, they will give me feelings, and they will give me things to talk about, and I will have a sense of what it is that your guides will give me all kinds of things, and I will just relay this back to you. And it may sound as though I'm talking about your guide, but what it is that your guide is saying is actually for you. And I have worked for so many years with these beautiful energies. And you know, Jerry, when I first started, it was very much like a fun game that I was playing. It was just like drawing and daydreaming, because I'm a daydreamer and I'm also an artist. And when I put those together, it was just as if magic happened. And my vision, because I have learned that everybody has spirit guides, that the times I get asked, but what if I don't have a spirit guide? Everybody has spirit guides and guardian angels. And my vision is that the whole world knows this, and not only that, understands how they can communicate and receive messages from their guides by themselves.
When people come to you for guidance and clarity on their lives and what's going on around them, do you also channel through directly using any other tools apart from, unless I know you're very empathic, so how do you like to channel through with, I use the word readings, but that sounds to me like it's a little bit of a basic term, it's channeling. How do you channel through spirit?
Well, from what I understand, the guide will either physically come into my body and start giving me images in my mind. I can sometimes feel what it's like to be them, or they will show me what looks like a video of something that they're describing to me. And this is all for the purpose of the person that I'm talking to. So a reading, for me and for the person that I'm working with, is really the advice that their spirit guide is giving them with a situation that is ongoing at the moment, or it could be something that's happening in the future. It tends to work like that. Does that make sense to you, what I just said?
Makes perfect, absolutely perfect sense.
Good.
Perfect sense. So do you use any other, me for example, as well as working on a mediumship level and a clairvoyant, clairsentient level, I will often refer to my Native American animal cards, because to me there's just a visual connection. Do you work with any other tools yourself, Roz?
No, just pastels, just colour and paper. I don't have those with me at the moment because it's not a terribly audio thing. So I'm working clairvoyantly this evening. So what I will be doing is waiting for my guides to give me images. And then when I start seeing an image or a colour, I'll start talking about it. And I tend to pick up on a voice vibration as well. And to be honest, Jerry, it's the intention that I tend to work with. If you understand, if the intention is there to help somebody, I trust that the guides will come in and just give the information that is absolutely right for them.
You know, I'm so pleased you just said that, because that is something for me which is very, very, very important, which is purpose and intention. And I always said that when I first started out on this journey, that I had to be doing it for the right reasons, for the right purpose. And I knew what my intentions were, but I said to Spirit, now look, you know, this is a partnership. I can't work without you, and I'm hoping that you might find it difficult to work without me, because we're building up a partnership, we have this relationship going. But if I ever step out of line, if I lose my insight, if I lose my sense of purpose, or as the radio show is called, my soul purpose, then you've got to jump on me from a great height. And so that's one thing that I hold very dear. So I was absolutely thrilled I just heard you say that as well, Ross.
Yes, and they do. They knock you into shape, don't they, Jerry? They knock us into shape if we start going the wrong way, and make sure that we stay on the right track.
Now, you're also an author, and you have a new book, Spirit Guide Big Picture, True Guardian Angel Stories. Now, you very kindly sent me through a copy to read, and I've been starting to get really engrossed in it. explain a little bit about this book. How did this book come to be? What actually was the essence of it, Ros? And tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, I suppose I'd been working for about 2 years, channeling spirit guides for people and creating pictures and giving readings. And I'd accumulated so much knowledge that I felt it was time to write a book. And spirit, this was about 8 years ago, and spirit gave me the title. They gave me the title, Spirit Guides the Big Picture. And I've tried to write this book 100 times because there's so much to go in, and I couldn't make it into one book because it all seemed to be so disjointed. So what I found when I moved very recently, I was suddenly given this book to write very, very quickly, and it actually came out in the space of 3 weeks. It was incredible. And what they asked me to do was just write a series of short stories about certain spirit guides that I've come across that were particularly important or relevant in some way for the people that were involved with them, and for anybody who reads them, because some of these stories, I mean, you've read the first story, I'm sure, Mike, about the angel called Legion, who incredibly was able to show Paul, he was able to show Paul something by an extraordinary magical coincidence and give him back his faith at a moment where he really needed it, because his father had passed away. And that was the most extraordinary story, and it just had to get out. And what I realized was, after I'd written that book, was that Spirit Guides the Big Picture is not one book, it's a series, and this is the first one.
So when can we look forward to the next one?
Very soon, I think. Very soon. They'll tell me.
I was going to say, I have a feeling that it's not going to be that far away before the next one starts to be channeled through, and you'll be beavering away getting it all down. I can see it coming.
This is what I like about working with psychics. You know things before I do.
So, well, you're a psychic as well.
This is true. This is true. Yes, this is true.
It's funny.
I'm lazy, though.
It's interesting, isn't it? No, not having that. You're lazy, certainly not lazy. It's very interesting, though, when people say, you're psychic, Jerry, why didn't you see that coming? It's like, well, I don't see everything, you know, I'm human. Please remember, I'm still human. At least I think I am. I know that there are a lot of people out there that might debate that. Now, Ros, you say that... And we will, obviously, at the end of the show, we'll be able to let people know where they can find you and also where they can get your book from. And honestly, guys, if you don't read anything else by the end of this year or even into the early part of January next year, I really do encourage you. It's an absolutely amazing read. Once you start to get into this, it's absolutely fascinating. And not only that, but it's the image. To me, it was the image on that front cover, and it just leapt out at me, I've got to get into this, and it's incredible. So Ros obviously will let people know where they can get your book from, and give them all the details. I just wanted to look, there's something else that you have said though recently, which is that along with this feeling of incredible sense of drive and purpose that you're starting to feel building up, you make a very strong and quite powerful statement. And I'm going to quote you on this. It's, quote, "This is overriding old fears of insecurity and instability. No time for that. And seems to have been replaced by a sense of adventure." Is that something, I know this is obviously what you've been feeling, but do you feel this is what we should be also trying to give to others, to be able to override old fears and have that sense of adventure in life again?
Yes, I do, Jerry. I absolutely, passionately believe that. It's a bit like when, do you remember when you were a child? You have no sense of fear, do you? You have no sense of fear. We learn fear as we learn fear as we grow up and as we mature, and fears and things that we feel that we can and can't do tend to crowd in on us. But the child is within all of us, and if we bring that child out to play, that sense of adventure, and that just sense of trust, because there really is not that much to fear if we don't believe there is, then life is just going to be so much easier. I don't know. I mean, earlier this year, I was riddled with fears and insecurities. And recently, I've just taken a huge step into the unknown. And for some reason, these fears are just not important, because I really feel that I want everybody to understand that we are surrounded by love and by help and by support from celestial beings and souls who have passed and who are on the other side of the veil. And this is accessible for all of us. We're in amazing and extraordinary times on Earth at the moment. And they're crowding round to help us. Just crowding round.
Do you feel that actually that... because I've been saying for a little while now that I felt that spirit would you say crowding around. I felt that there was wanting to get things sorted. It's like sorting wheat from chaff before the end of 2012, where this is the 5 year, the year of ascension. But for some reason, I feel the next not just 12 months, but possibly 24, 36 months are actually going to be even more empowered by spirit than this year has been. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I do. And I think that this has been building and building for some time now, Jerry. I don't think that everything leads up to one particular date and then something else happens after that. I feel that this is an ongoing process that is going to continue. As you say, I feel it's going to be into the middle to the end of 2014 before it kind of eases off a little bit, if it does.
If that's very true, if it does. So, guys, as you can hear, this is Roz. This is this lovely Earth Angel, because this is the message that she's bringing through to you. And I'm just going to, before we go into our first piece of music, I just want to quote something else that Roz has given to everybody out there, all you guys that are listening to Soul Purpose today, wherever you are in the world. As she has said, and I quote, "Your angels are with you and are speaking to you. Their messages are often right before your eyes, in words or songs, in nature, with a feeling or in a stray thought that passed over as just imagination. They speak to you in so many ways. It may be that within the pages of the book, something will strike a chord of resonance with you, touch your heart, or open your eyes to some new awareness. And this is the prayer sent with this book." Now, you want to tap into Roz Colwyn's energy. If you want to know what spirit is saying to you, if you have those questions that you need answering, you really do need to... be aware that you're in very, very safe hands. Spirit are not going to tell you things that you necessarily want to hear, but it will be things you need to hear. So all I'm asking you guys, that when you come through on your course tonight, and we're going to take our first call after our first piece of music, be very much aware that this is your time, and if there are things that you wished to achieve before the end of 2012 or in the start of 2013, Spirit could have a very empowering message for you. And that's what this is all about. We are here to empower, to uplift. But as I said, we are here to give you the guidance and the choices and the options. That's what Spirit will do for you. So we're going to go into our first piece of music. And I wanted to keep the music fairly light. I wanted to raise the energies this evening as well. So I'm a little bit of an old soul me. And a couple of the tracks are older tracks, and the second one I'll explain a little bit more about when we get to it. So after this first piece of music, we'll then go to our first call, which will be Melissa. So this is our first song on Soul Purpose, and it is Status Quo with the Beach Boys, and it's called Fun, Fun, Fun.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Not only the People Psychic, but the Psychic Singer too, by the sound of Mr. Davis. Bless him. That was the Beach Boys with Status Quo and Fun, Fun, Fun. And as you heard, the Mike Davis, Mike Spirit FM Roadshow is going to be on its way in February of next year. The first roadshow is going to be at Neath, a lovely part of Wales here in the UK, 22nd, 23rd of February 2013, and it's going to be an absolutely brilliant event. Others will follow, and listen to Mike's show, listen to the Governor when he's on, and any other news of upcoming events. Obviously, we'll play them out here throughout the week on the various shows from Monday through till Sunday, but Michael also keeps updated with all the news and events. Okay, I did say we're going to go straight to our first call, which we are going to do. And I would like to welcome to Soul Purpose, Melissa. Melissa, my love, are
Hi.
You there? Hi, Melissa. Whereabouts
Hi,
are you calling
how are you?
From? I'm really
I'm
good.
I'm calling from the northeastern United States.
Northeastern?
Yeah.
Wonderful. I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Roz, Melissa. So enjoy the
okay.
connection. And Roz, my love, it's all yours.
Hello then, Melissa. How are you?
Hi. I'm really good, thank you.
Good, that's fine. Right, now, as I was tuning into your name, Melissa, and into your voice, what I was seeing was what your guides are showing me. Is they're showing me what looks like waves above your head, and I'm not really clear what that means, and I'm feeling almost like a sense of confusion, like I don't really know what to do. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that making any sense
to
you?
Yeah, in some areas, yes.
Yeah, well, this is what your guides are coming in with, and what they were saying was that they're seeing what looks like a cloud. I'm seeing like a cloud, and it's as if your thoughts are not clear enough for them to pick up on. It's as though there's a fog there instead, in some way, like a
okay.
cloud, like a cloudiness. So this is. It's almost as if the message that you're sending out, or what you're wanting, they're not
right,
quite
right.
getting
Clear.
Clearly. Is that right?
Definitely. And I've
well,
been
yes, it
attempting
is right.
to work on meditation more, so
That's
that I can
right.
calm my thoughts down. I'm a fast thinker.
Right. Okay. That's absolutely excellent, because what this guide is saying is that you do actually pick up from them very clearly in your head.
I do.
Right, yes, you do. You will get messages in your head. You will get things that come into your head. It will be like ideas. It will be inspiration.
I can hear
your guide
them.
Communicating. Sorry, darling.
Yeah. I can hear
you,
them.
Excellent. Mm. Excellent. Okay. So, yeah, more meditation sounds like a great idea, because we can manifest what it is that we want. In spirit, it happens mm-hmm. instantly. If we were spirits, it would happen just in an instant, in a flick. We choose life on earth to give us a bit of a break from that, because it's difficult, and we're absolutely surrounded by challenges here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a challenge sometimes communicating with our friends behind the veil, isn't it?
I don't find that to be difficult. I can manifest physical things very, very quickly. If I have a thought of something that I want, or an idea, it'll show up really quickly. It's been difficult relationships with my children that I've had a hard time with.
Okay. Your guides are showing me that the communication in your head has—it's just become dark, as though it's difficult for you, or that what it is they're not picking up what it is you want for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the. The word that they've just given to me is free spirit,
mm-hmm.
and that's in connection with them.
Yeah, they are.
So what I feel is that they kind of want to go their way, while you are perhaps thinking that perhaps you'd like them to do something else?
Not really. I think
is it not that?
No. It's more.
They don't get along.
They talk about each other. They make rumors about each other. I have an 18-year-old daughter, 18 and a half, who will just pop in and out of living in the house whenever she feels like it.
Yes.
And it's been tough.
What is the problem, hun?
With her?
With what the situation is?
Well, just
the essence of it.
Numerous relationships, lying, things like that, taking advantage.
What your children are doing is learning, and what your guides seem to be saying when they say free spirit is that although you have the wisdom of an older person, you can see, you can understand what is going on with them, they actually have to make their own way, and they're going to have to make their own mistakes. And they're going to have to, they're on their own journey,
yeah.
And they,
yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of it's difficult for you because you have to watch all this going on, and you're involved with that going on. But it really is about allowing them to learn by their own behaviours and by their own interactions. This is what your guides are saying, is you are a free spirit, so they are also free spirits, and they have to go their own way. It's hard for you, very hard for you. Your guides have just put a huge cloud of pink over that difficult sense of communication. And you know what the colour pink means, don't you?
I do.
You do.
Yeah,
you do.
I do.
So sending lots of that to them.
Yeah, I do.
Where there is
dark.
That's
what I've been doing.
you're doing the right thing. You are on the right track. It's really about letting them live their own lives and just being there for them with love. And as I'm saying that, I'm feeling a kind of sizzling going up my back, like that is an absolutely the right thing to do. It's just sending lots of love to the situation and letting them get on with this, because they will learn from it.
Definitely. I do agree with that. I have that my two older children are 25 and 24, and they've learned a lot on their own.
The process works.
Yeah.
Process works.
I have a question. I know you've got other callers. I know that I'm the creator of my own reality, and I very much accept that, and that we're all kind of doing a dance with each other. And, do I need to clear up my thoughts with my children so they can show me something different?
Your guides were showing that your thoughts are cloudy as far as that goes.
Okay.
And what I would suggest, because you are very in tune with your guides, very in tune, and if you want guidance from them, Melissa, ask them. Before you go into your meditation, set your intention and ask them for help, ask them for guidance. And in the way that it comes to you, and it comes straight into your head, they will be able to put the information to you in the way that you know that you're used to. You're clued in.
That's great advice. That's great. And I will listen even more and ask more questions about them. I usually don't.
It's absolutely extraordinary. When we ask, they give.
Isn't it? I could feel them loud and clear this morning when I was sort of half asleep. I could hear everything.
That's often the best time when we wake up. Our thoughts, our head clear, and it's a great time for our guides to get their messages through.
And they're so nice, and I don't. People should never be afraid because they're really nice.
They're here to support and help us. They feel nothing but love for us always.
Definitely, definitely true. And I want to thank you for this, and have a wonderful night, and thank you for your time.
It's been lovely speaking with you, Melissa.
Thank you.
Lovely. Good night.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. Melissa, please also remember, love, if you want to go back and re-listen to that wonderful connection that you just had there with Roz, if you go to www.mikespirit.fm, you can listen to the show again. On Blog Talk Radio, you can also download the show on a podcast, but you can go back on the mikespirit.fm website and you can re-listen to that. Is there anything you want to go through again so that you can just sit back and just listen to that lovely guidance that Roz and her guides are bringing through for you. Remember, guys, if you would like to call into the show, it's 760-283-4611. 760-283-4611 if you're calling from inside or within the USA. If you're outside of the USA, please prefix that number with 001. You can contact us or get to be a part of Soul Purpose today by connecting on Skype, if you wish. So those are the ways you can get interactive, and please do come through 760-283-4611, prefix 001 if you're outside of the USA. Roz, when I was I was being sort of enveloped by that energy that was coming through for Melissa. It's very intriguing as she also said that she was the person who's in charge of her own destiny, which is very true. But in this modern day and age, I often find that with the clients that I speak to, that a lot of them actually lose sight of that. Do you find that yourself?
Yes, I do. It's almost as though people have been becoming disempowered in some way. I was absolutely delighted to hear Melissa say that she knew that she was in charge of her own destiny. And I feel very much at this time, Jerry, that this is what our guides are trying to get through to us, that we need to step back into our own power and take charge of our lives. It's not for other people to do. We are the creators of our own destiny.
But at the same, obviously at the same time, in order for us to be able to help kickstart that energy, I mean, that is part of our purpose, I would say. Because we work with this spiritual connection 24/7, and we have that constant flow of input, insight, clarity. I mean, I will not do anything without checking in with my guides first, and I literally mean everything that I do, I check in first. I mean, just as an example, I was putting a new battery into the car, and for some reason, it was so cold outside this morning. I mean, it was absolutely icicles out there, and the human me sort of looked at it and thought, well, first of all, what am I doing out here? It's so cold, and I need to get this done, and I know that I've done it before, and then suddenly I had like brain freeze. So immediately I went, Spirit, please, what am I doing? And this may sound silly, but it's like, what spanners, what tools do I need? Where have I put things? And immediately, because I was able to step out, and I call it stepping out, I switched the human off, as I call it. And I just thought, right, I knew, I could feel then what needs to be done. And it was like within minutes, the job was done. Whereas, you know, old me, and I have been down the path where stress, anxiety, panic, the blues were a major part of and controlled me, because now I have this connection to that lovely higher energy. Like you, it's, well, stress, fear, anxiety doesn't play a part anymore. So even the simplest of things, I will always ask Spirit, what am I doing? Am I doing this the right way round? Or even, should I be doing it at all? Does that make sense?
Yes, Jerry, it makes perfect sense. And I've been caught out so many times by that running around in circles and getting stressed out and finding that I lose things and I drop things and misplace things. And if ever I get into that situation, and it does happen from time to time, because I'm probably not quite as disciplined as you are, I suddenly, a part of me just says, stop, what are you doing? And I just ask my guides, and I just say, help, help me find those keys. And as soon as I become calm and stop thinking and stop worrying, and it just can happen straight away, they immediately tell me what I've done with my keys or where I've put the ring that I've lost. It comes back instantly. I mean, once, years ago, I remember I had lost my keys and I turned the place upside down for them. And then in the end, I sat down and said, right, come on, where are these keys? And do you know where they showed me where I'd put them? Somehow I dropped them into a vase. We can't live like this. we can't live in this stress. It's so much easier to just stop, become calm, breathe and say,
yes,
help me. And they do.
Now, you've just heard the lovely Roz. This is what we do. This is what she does. If you would like that help, if you would like to call in to Soul Purpose, remember the number 760-283-4611 from within the USA or outside the USA. Please prefix that with 001. Now, we do have another caller, and we must bring him in. He's been waiting patiently. I want to say a very warm welcome to Dwight. Hello, Dwight. Are you there? Hello, Dwight. Talk to me.
Hello.
Ah, there you are. I can hear you. Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm doing good.
Good. Whereabouts are you calling from, Dwight?
I'm from Detroit.
I don't know whether it's me, but I'm finding it a little bit hard to hear. So, did you say Detroit? I think
Detroit, Michigan.
Ah, that's better. Brilliant. Thank you, Dwight. How can we help this evening? What would you like me to look at? I'm going to dive in first with both my size 10. So, what would you like us to look at? Is there anything specific you want Spirit to focus on for you?
I just had one question. Is there anybody around me that deals with, like, dark forces or negative energy?
Is there anybody around you who deals with it? No, I don't feel that there is. I can tell you that you're... what I'm picking up with you, Dwight, is you do overanalyze an awful lot of things, my friend. And I feel that... you worry where worry needn't be. We've talked already on the show today, Dwight, about this feeling of fear. And fear stands for false evidence appearing real. That's what the word fear means. And I feel that with you, that you've been in a little bit of an unsettled place recently. And what my guides are showing me is that you have possibly felt that you've been in a little bit of a void yourself and that maybe your direction has been lost. Would you agree with that?
Definitely.
You see, this is where I feel that, and this is going to sound a bit tough, but people who know me know that when I channel Spirit's words through, I give it as I get it, and I always will speak the truth. And I feel that you need to hear this, Dwight, so I hope you're sitting comfortably because I'm going to blast this one at you. You can be your own worst enemy. I feel with you, my friend, that you have a lot that you could be achieving and a lot that you have stopped yourself from achieving because you haven't felt that you've got the necessary skills, abilities, whatever it is that has stopped you, it's because you've put yourself in that space. Now, I'm not going to keep shooting you down in flames, Dwight, because the whole idea of this, of spirit, is to bring through the positive, the light, but we have to show you where you have been. But I now want to show you where you can go, because this is the important energy. Now, my hands are absolutely burning with you. So this is always a signal from spirit, is that first and foremost, with your permission, we're going to send you lots of healing across the airwaves tonight, over across to Detroit. And if you're happy to accept that, we want to channel some healing energy out to you. Was that okay with you?
Yes, I had a feeling that's...
Sorry, can you just say that last bit again, but just speak a little closer to your microphone, if you would.
Yes, I had a feeling that was going to happen.
Now... I want to know, where did you get the feeling? Because this is also quite important. Whereabouts did you get that feeling coming in within your own body? Where did you feel it the most?
It was more of a sense, but...
Cool, that's good.
I just felt like some heat also before you said that.
Now... The other reason why my hands get hot is generally when I'm linking with somebody who also has healing ability. Now, I feel that you are also, and could be, if you put your mind to it initially, and I'm saying that rather than your intuitive side, I feel that you could be developing your own healing ability. Now, the other thing which I need to just briefly touch on with you is something called the 6 degrees of separation. This theory that has actually been was more or less proven during and after World War One, about how we link and how we pick up energies from other people. And I'm not going to go into the whole process of it, because it's quite long-winded. However, I want to say to you, Dwight, that my belief is, from my guides here, a lot of what you experience or think at this moment is probably not your stuff anyway, it's other people's. In fact, part of the 6 degrees of separation says that 75% of what we feel is other people's emotions, not our own. So I've got a feeling, Dwight, that a lot of what you've been going through, my friend, is not your stuff anyway.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense. And I don't know, my hands sweat a lot. I don't know, like the heat was in my hands, but I actually felt like it was about to be a projection. You was about to send out or something when you told me to sit down. Yeah, I can't really verbalize it, I guess.
No, but that's the point, you see. This is the hard thing is that when you start out on a journey, particularly the spiritual journey, and the one that that Roz and myself and Mike Davies and everybody else who is part of the Mike Spirit family will tell you, it was very difficult to articulate or to verbalize what it was that we were actually being shown in the very early days. And I can tell you now that when I first started out on my spiritual journey, I was having a real battle with trying to understand what was going on. But it's when you stop trying to understand it, because that's the human bit of you, when you just go with the flow of it and allow your feeling side to come out more, Dwight, this is when I feel that a lot of the answers that you're searching for will come to you directly, particularly with any new projects or ventures that you've got coming up in the new year or want to get launched on an earth level. But as far as your own spirit, your own higher self is concerned, my feeling is that between now and the end of December, you're going to have a little bit of a clear out, and you're going to find that your own being is going to be decluttered. Now, this is where this is part of what Roz and I were talking about earlier about purpose and intention. if you feel that at the that recently, or maybe with you for some time, that life's been has dealt you a little bit of an upside down hand, and maybe the deck's been stacked against you, then you've got to ask your own guides and your own guardian angels, why? What's going on here? What have I missed? What have I not done? And for you, I would say that the best time to do this is whilst you're asleep, because two things will happen. Firstly, your conscious mind will rest, subconscious can come out and play, and then you can connect a lot quicker in your dream time to what spirit want to show you directly. So there's two things I'd like you to do, Dwight. Firstly is I would like you to focus on the colour yellow. Now, every single morning when you get up to start your day, I want you to imagine that you are putting on a huge, big yellow bubble. So it envelops you from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Every single day. You don't have to imagine the colour. If you can't see the colour, just imagine, just say the word yellow to yourself, but imagine it being in a big bubble all over you. That's the first thing in the morning. Last thing at night, before you settle to sleep, I want you to ask spirit around you, and you say, this is a little contract you make, and it is, if there's anything that I haven't processed during the day, please let me do so whilst I'm asleep. And if there's anything I need to know, please show me in a dream. Do that every single night. All I'm going to say to you is watch what happens between now and the end of December. Now, I don't expect you to remember that all, so obviously, you know, you can go back to the mikespirit.fm website. You can replay this reading. And you can have a listen and you can make a note of that in your own time. But I have a feeling with you, Dwight, that Detroit, Michigan, is not going to be the scary place that I feel that it has been for you. I've got a feeling that your horizons are going to extend rather considerably in the new year. Does that all make sense?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm sure, I've been thinking about, being here. Why, my purpose being in this city, it's pretty weird. It's a lot of karma here. And everything that you...
Sorry, go on. Everything?
Oh, everything that you had told me, it's been kind of gradually grabbing my awareness and my attention. The healing and stuff. I have a feeling like I am, I know for sure this is where everything begins. And putting that is a spiritual journey. I'm glad you told me that about the healing.
I would encourage you to start to look at how, if you feel that this is right for you, and how you can actually learn more about the ability or the gifts that you've got. But those two little exercises, Dwight, you really need to be consistent with them. Every morning, the yellow. Every night, that little exercise before you go to sleep. It will bring you results, but it will not happen overnight. You've got to keep doing it. I just want to ask you one more thing before I have to let you go. Do you have a link with anybody who lives in either North or South Carolina?
Perhaps someone who just returned from school from there, and
It may just be that the spirit wants to just to bring a bit of validation for you, because that's what they will often do, that just to give you something on an earth level that you can immediately connect with. So I feel that's just what they were doing. But I also, I'm being shown Travel with you, and Detroit Motor City. I also feel, though, that you're going to be eventually living somewhere which is a lot more open and a lot closer. I don't feel that you're close to water at the moment, but I feel you're going to be living somewhere that is very, very close to water, because I feel that you're a natural water energy and you need that flow and constant change of energy around you. And although I'm not saying, you know, I've sadly never been to Detroit, but it probably is an absolutely beautiful place to live. However, I cannot see you staying there long term. I feel that within the next 3-4 years, you're on the move, Dwight. So I hope that's been of some help for you.
Yes. Wow. Oh, my God, that's weird.
A lot to think about.
Yes. Thanks a lot for working with me, Mike. Your show it was like meant for me to call in this show, this particular show.
You're absolutely more than welcome. Lots of love, light, and blessings to you. Remember, you can go back and re-listen to this on mikespirit.fm. There's a lot there which I feel you may want to go back and just re-listen to. But Spirit sends you blessings, and let us know how you get on, and we'll be we're always here if you ever need to call in again. But remember, whether it's with me on Soul Purpose or with any of the wonderful hosts on the Mike Spirit FM network, you're not there on your own. If ever you need anything, give us a call. And bless you. Thank you very much. Take care and God bless. There, that was the lovely Dwight. Goodness me. I tell you what, Roz, when Spirit won a channel, oof, powerful. That was powerful.
Yes, it was powerful. And what you're saying as well about setting your intention before you go to bed, it's amazing what Spirit can bring you first thing in the morning. When I ask them, they often bring me songs. And when I listen to the words of the song, I just wake up with a song in my head. And then when I listen to the words of the song, they have absolute relevance to what I set my intention for. It's extraordinary.
It never ceases to amaze me. Just, you know, I know that sometimes we tritely say, well, we are constantly learning, but it never ceases to amaze me the challenges that Spirit bring in and the learning that they do bring in, because it's always something that's fascinating. And that's the only word I could probably use to describe it at the moment. There's always something new. There's something new to learn. There's a new energy to link with, new challenges. It's not like being in a factory and sort of and bashing out the same thing every day. You know, and I'm not saying that people who do that job are not worthy, because they are, but for me, this is such a challenge, and it's hard to describe sometimes exactly what I get from this, but it's when I hear people like Dwight, who I felt suddenly had a smile inside, then to me, that's his job well done. So I will pat myself on the back.
And quite right, too.
Now, bless you, my love. Now, we do have another caller, and I think we ought to go straight to our next caller. And this, I believe, is this Tornetta? Is that right? Tornetta, hi. Are you there, my love?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, wonderful. Lovely energy in your voice. Whereabouts are you calling from?
I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA, in the United States.
Wonderful. I'm going to leave you with the lovely Roz Coleman. Enjoy the connection, Tornetta. Roz, my love, it's
Thanks.
Over to you.
Hello, Tornetta.
Hi, very nice to meet you, and I'm so blessed that I'm able to have this opportunity to speak with you.
And it's wonderful talking with you as well. And it's funny, but when I was just listening to your voice just now, I had a kind of thrill that went through my arms and through my hands, and I saw quite a lot of a vibrant red around you, as though you're quite a passionate person. or there's something passionate that's going on with you at the moment?
Yes, I am a very passionate person, and the reason I'm calling in tonight is because I have a question regarding relationship. It's regarding me and a gentleman named Danny. And
I won't tell you how I am.
What's that?
I said I won't tell you how I understood that.
Okay.
So do continue.
Danny had come back around December 3rd and saw me, and everything was fine. This has been on again, off again situation. And basically, after he seen me on Saturday the 3rd, then like the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th, he started getting distant. He started not talking to me. He started acting weird again. So then I was getting frustrated. And then I would text him and say, is everything okay? And he would say, yes. And then finally on Monday, I was like, listen, I don't know if you're playing head games or what you're doing. And I just, my temper had gotten the best of me. And I had said some things. And we sort of had like a little bit of a blowout, but I was the one saying the mean things. That's only because I was very frustrated. And then today, which is a day and a half later, I reached out to him and I said, we really need to talk. And he said, well, you said goodbye. And I said, I never told you goodbye and I will never say goodbye to you. I feel like we just had, you know, we had some stuff build up that needed to come out. That's what I feel. And I had said to him today in a text message, I said, you know, we really need to talk. And I said, when you're ready to come here face to face and talk to me about things, we're not going to argue. We're going to listen and be understanding. And you let me know when you're ready to come and talk. Now, he did not respond, so that's why I called into the show tonight to see when do you see Danny coming forward and having this face-to-face talk with me and try to get things ironed out here, you know, so we don't have these, you know, blowouts and misunderstandings and stuff like that.
Right. As I was listening to you, Tornetta, your guides were giving me the color yellow. And for me, in this context, the color yellow is telling me that you're feeling extraordinarily insecure in this relationship. And they also said, forgive me, that it might help if you asked him what he wanted. Because if you ask him what he wants, you may get a straight answer, and then you will know where you stand. I have to ask you, I feel I really want to ask you how this relationship is serving you, Tornetta. Because all I'm hearing is that you're frustrated, and how good is this relationship for you?
Well, the problem here is I've known him all my life. I've known him 30 years. I've known him since I was a little girl. This is a man that I decided to start dating 6 months ago, and I thought it would be a good thing for me and my child because I trust him. I know him a very long time. I'm very comfortable with this man. I love him, and I just don't know how to fix things. And he really needs to come forward, and he needs to come forward and talk face-to-face, not through a text message or an email. We need to sit down and talk face-to-face and talk about these problems. And I don't know if you see that happening or not.
As I'm seeing things at the moment, Tuoneta. I'm seeing as if there's a barrier between you two. And what I'm hearing is that he's keeping himself at a distance. And he's keeping himself at a distance, isn't he?
Well, yes. And I don't know why. And then I had that big blowout with him. And, you know, when I said to him today in a text message, I said, we really need to talk. And he said, you said goodbye. And I never did say goodbye. We had an argument. And that does happen.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You guys are sending healing to this situation. Because it is quite a difficult situation. And whereas I'm seeing you with the colour red and passion, when I look at his energy, I'm really just seeing, I'm seeing a grey colour, and I'm not seeing the two colours mixing together very well. And I think that, I feel, Tuoneta, that rather than tell him what he needs to do, it's more about asking him what he wants from the relationship. Because if there's something that he's not telling you, it would help you both to find out exactly what that is.
Right, and that's again why I told him we need to sit down and we need to talk face to face and get this stuff ironed out. And I don't know if you see him doing this tonight or tomorrow, because he's done work tonight around 7 or 8 o'clock, and then he doesn't have work tomorrow, so he could be up later tonight. And I was thinking that it was going to be tonight that he would come and talk to me about this.
What does your gut feel tell you about this situation, Tuoneta?
Well, my gut told me to text message him this morning, and I did that. And then my gut is telling me that I will have a chance tonight to talk to him face to face, but I don't know for sure. I mean, what are you feeling or picking up?
What I'm picking up is I've just seen a lioness pacing, and I'm feeling as though this is how he is feeling. He's feeling under pressure, and I'm not sure he knows how to respond to this.
So do you, what I'm asking you is, do you see me meeting up with him this evening to talk about this later on tonight?
I think what you're going to need to do is ask him if he will do this.
I already did that. I already did that this morning, and I said to him, you let me know if you want me to meet up, and when you're ready, and if you want to talk about things, and if you want to meet up, and you let me know. And he did not respond back. But he could be thinking about it. I mean, I don't know. That's why I'm calling into the show, because I wasn't sure what you're picking up.
What I'm picking up, Tuoneta Han, is that he feels he needs some space. It's as if I feel that he needs some space.
Okay.
This is what I'm feeling. And you are a really passionate, lovely person. You know what you want. You know what you want for yourself and your child. And what I'm, you know, it's a little bit like to him being in a cage with a lioness, a lovely lioness. But he is feeling under pressure, and he just needs a little bit of space.
Okay. So do you feel like, even though I had this big argument with him, do you feel like things like we're going to get back together.
I think if you work things out, you're going to get things back together. But you are going to have to give him some space, and you're going to need to give him some patience. You're not going to need to be patient with the situation. He is feeling crowded, and it really is. I know it's hard for you, but you are going to need to just step back and give him a little bit of space. Tell him you
are
love
they
him.
Giving,
tell him
are
you
they
love
give,
him. Mm-hmm. If you tell him,
well, I have not told him I loved him yet. I'm afraid that would make him run even further. So
let him know that you let him know that you're going to give him a bit of space. Be kind in how you say that. And
I already did that this morning. I was very kind, and I said, "You let me know. You come at me, you let me know when you're ready, because I'm open to listen and to talk whenever you're ready." So
Tornetta,
are they giving you a...
Yeah, Tornetta, you're having a lesson in patience right at this moment. You're learning patience. So my advice to you is to step back, give him some space, and let him know that you're there for him. Okay, Han, I hope you take that on board. This is what your guides are saying. It's been lovely speaking with you, and I do so hope that helps you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tornetta.
Bless you, thank you, Tornetta.
Okay, thank you.
Bless. I tell you what, it's sometimes it's so difficult, and I could really feel the space that she was in too, as I know you were, Roz, that this guy, and I could see him when you were saying about him pacing around like a caged lion and being in that cage with the lioness, I could just, it was so clear, but you were absolutely, you know, I could hear, you know, he needs the space, you're right. And bless her, you know, when Tornetta was, as you said, her heart is huge. She'd love the world if she could, and probably does. But, you know, it's where, you're right, this lesson of patience, that's hard. You know, it's like, grant me patience, but I want it yesterday. But it's very difficult when you know that somebody, you want to give them that space, but then the human side of you says, but I don't want to give them the space. You know, and that's now his free will. This is the thing, isn't it, Roz? It's this guy now has free will to either pick up the phone in the next 5 minutes, 5 days, 5 weeks, or 5 months. So, you know, it's sometimes, though, my love, isn't it? It's a hard lesson to learn.
It's a very hard lesson to learn because, you know, Tornetta, lovely lady, so passionate, so vibrant, and so knowing exactly what she needs. But she wants it now. We can't always have it now.
I know. And I can so understand the space that she's in because I can remember not so long ago a certain person who's remained nameless but called Jerry Humphreys who was in a very similar space. So I know exactly where you're at. Tornetta, my lovely, you can remember you can re-listen to that lovely connection you had with Roz. Just simply go to mikespirit.fm. You can click on the show replay. There's a little box on the right hand side of the web page. You can download a podcast by going to blogtalkradio.com/mikespirit.fm, and you can find that there's a podcast of the show you can download. But go and have another listen. Please do. Now, we do have another caller, and we will come to the lovely Tia, but I'm going to think we'll play our second piece of music. Now, yes, I am a little bit of a child of the 70s, or I grew up with a lot of 70s music, late 60s, early 70s music. And this particular band only had a couple of songs that were popular at the time. The leader of this, or the lead singer of this group, was a lovely guy called Ed Tudor Pole. Now, since the band went its separate ways some years ago. Ed's been continuing to perform live. He's a writer. He's a songwriter. He performs a lot of solo these days. He's been on TV here in the UK. But this is, again, a little bit more of an upbeat song. If you ever get a chance to look at the lyrics or find the lyrics to this, have a look at them on the internet, because they're also quite emotive if you listen to them or read them. So this is a group called Ten Pole Tudor, and the song's called Swords of a Thousand Men. He says, hopefully. I can't hear it. See, the joys of live radio. I'm just going to see my Mr. P. Are we okay for the... I tell you what. This is what happens on live radio, folks. You say that something's going to happen, and it's just like live TV. I'll ask Mr. P just to put a message up on my screen when that song's keyed up. Rosman, I'll come back to you just whilst... the lovely Mike is just getting that bit sorted. It's very difficult when we have this the human energy that I call it the see want have syndrome. You see something, you want it, you got to have it, and you never as a human I can always remember having that see want have syndrome, then not understanding why it wasn't happening. Whereas now I can understand that because I always ask spirit, is this something that I need rather than something that I want? Is it for my higher purpose that I have this? I can now understand it more. But it's very difficult, isn't it, when you get that, I see something, I want it, I've got to have it. And when it doesn't happen, it's like, oh, frustration. Have you ever been there, Roz?
Oh, many, many times, many times. And while you were talking, Jerry, it just reminded me of a couple of experiences that I've had with sitters. And I've sat and waited for their guide to appear once for up to 10 minutes. And I was on a time pressure because I had 50 minutes to complete a picture and a reading. And 10 minutes had gone past and nothing was happening, and I was starting to feel impatient, and then it clicked, and my client was sitting twitching away, and I said, "You're impatient, aren't you? You're having a lesson in patience." And it was quite humorous, and that's exactly why their spirit guide was with them. But it's ever so hard when you see something and you want it, but as you were saying, it's spirit will give us what we need for our higher purpose rather than what we want. I sometimes think they see us like children wanting that sweet now as we pass it in Tesco, wanting to grab it off the shelves.
Oh, that's making me start to feel hungry now. Oh, anyway, I tell you what. Mr. P says that we're going to try the music again, Roz. So hopefully, Spirit, please, we'd like this one. This is Ten Pole Tudor, Swords of a Thousand Men. And I'm still not hearing anything. Can you hear anything, Roz? I can't hear anything.
I can't hear anything at all. It's one of my favourite songs as well.
Is this Spirit's way of saying we're not supposed to be playing it? I wonder. I don't believe so. There's a little bit of a gremlin in the works there somewhere. Somewhere, Mike. Perhaps you can just have an investigate and let me know if we can do this. If not, we'll go on to. Let's take the next caller, because I think whilst Mike's trying to sort that out, we don't want to leave. It's a lovely Tia waiting any longer. So let's bring Tia in. Oh no! There it is! Yay!
Oh,
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
I tell you what, whilst you were listening to that lovely piece of music, Ten Pole Tudor, Swords of a Thousand Men with Ed Tudor Pole, we were having a discussion here about why the first time I didn't play, and the fact that Mr. Producer didn't press the play button when the song actually did start. You see, when Spirit wants something to happen, they make it happen. Doesn't matter how it happens, it just happens. I absolutely love this, I tell you. There's nothing they can't manifest. And I think that's absolutely just incredible. This is why I do what I do. And this is why Roz does what Roz does, because it's just, it can just blow your socks off, you know. And if you ever feel that, you know, that life is just getting a little bit too hectic and maybe you just want to step out for a little while, then I tell you what, either tune in to any of the shows on Mike Spirit FM on the network and listen to people like Mike Davis himself or Sarah May or Grant Collier or Nick Humphreys or Jeanette Ann Coombe or whoever it is that's on. Just listen to the energy. You don't necessarily have to call in for a connection or for a reading, although it's absolutely fabulous if you do. But just allow yourself just to be enveloped in that energy for a while and just see how just being a part of that vibration can help turn things around for you. And it might just give you, through somebody else's reading or somebody else's, something that somebody else touches upon, and there's Roz said earlier, through a song or through a tune, that you might hear just that little bit of inspiration. Anyway, we must press on. We've got another caller waiting for their connection. This is the lovely Tia. So, very warm welcome, Tia. Are you there, my love?
Fine, are you?
I'm good, thank you. Whereabouts are you calling from, Tia?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, wonderful. So how can we help today, Tia? Is there something specific you wanted to focus on?
Just basic? Or something, anything new coming around me?
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do then, my love. I feel that Roz would be the best person to link with you. So, Roz, would you like to connect with the lovely Tia?
Yes, I'd love to. Tia, how are you, darling?
Fine, are you?
I'm very well, but that's not the vibration that I'm picking up from you at the moment. You're sounding as though you're in a pretty desperate place, am I right?
Not really.
No? You're not sounding too happy to me. And my gut is telling me that there's something that is very not right. Is that right?
Yeah.
Hello,
no.
Tia.
Yeah, no.
Tia, I'm just feeling as though I need some silence at the moment. And that's not from me, that's from your guide. What is it that you want, hon?
Basically, anything new, like in a job-wise, that's what I'm getting frustrated on.
Okay. Right. What is it that you want? I'm seeing something like a tornado of want. It's looking to me like a tornado. And when there's something that you want, you need to be clear, hun, exactly what it is that you do want. Spirit can help you. You can help you. But it is about being clear and being sure about what you want. When you know that, and when you send that message out, then you are creating the reality in spirit, and it will come to you. When Jerry was talking a moment ago, what came into my head about manifesting and about these things that we want is that spirit will send us what we want, but it may not be instantly now. Yeah? And that was what we were talking about. Now, can I tell you a story of something that happened to me and how I understood how this worked?
Sure.
Can I do that, hon? Because
sure.
this is for you. When I was a little girl, right, I loved horses. And I used to draw horses, and I used to tell my sisters stories about horses, and I used to get on a broomstick in the garden, and I used to ride it around and pretend it was a horse. And that was sort of between 5 and about 10, and then I got a scooter. But 6 years later, when I was 14, my family moved, and they moved into the country. We all moved into the country, and there were horses all around us. And a series of events and coincidences that I followed because I felt it was the right thing to do led me to learn how to ride, and ultimately to be given a horse for 2 years completely for free to ride for myself. And that's how I know that manifesting works. Now, this is the way to get what you want. What I'm seeing around you, I'm seeing you sitting down with a pile of magazines and a pair of scissors. This may sound potty, but please stay with me. And everything that you like, read through the magazines, and all the things that you like about work, everything that you want to see in your place of work, in your dream place of work, it might be pictures of people smiling, it might the dollar signs, because you need that as well. All the things, cut them out of the magazines and sit and place them all around you and sit in that space, yeah?
I basically know what I want.
You do know what you want.
Pretty much.
So it's about actually physically creating it, isn't it?
It's already created. It just has
it's
to be accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Right. So how is it a problem?
A lot of difficulties.
A lot of difficulties.
Yep.
So resolving those difficulties, what your guides are saying are to create the situation that you want is to imagine in your mind what you want, but what your guides are saying is to get physical pictures of what it is that you want, cut them out, and put them round you. So you've got everything in a circle round you, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah? So can you think for me a picture of something that you would like to be different to how it is now?
Different location.
A different location. So in the magazines, find pictures that look like the location that you want, cut them out and put them in front of you. Yeah?
Okay.
Okay. What else?
That's about it. And guess our relationship.
Oh, there's more than that. There's more than that. What else is going to be perfect for you? What else would you really like in this new location? What sort of people? Yeah. What sort of things? What are people saying? How are they looking at you?
Just being on my own. I don't care about anybody else but myself. That's like my attitude right now. Basically, just do my thing.
So, doing your thing. And what is that?
Work-wise, job-wise.
Anywise. You need change, don't you?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So to manifest change, you have to be very clear about what it is that you want. Let your guides know, because it seems as though it's not getting through them in some way, to them in some way. Place the pieces around you, the elements of what you want, and then sit in it, just sit in it, ask your guides for help, and ask them what it is that you need from this.
Okay.
It's a technique for creating something when you feel you're not getting the message through. And when follow your heart and be very clear what it is that you need.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, honey. God bless you.
Thanks.
Dear my lovely, thank you ever so much for calling into Soul Purpose. I know it's very difficult when maybe the answers that you were expecting were not the answers that you got. Please go back and re-listen to that on mikespirit.fm. Listen to that insight from Roz and from her spirit guides again, and from your spirit guides. This is where sometimes, you know, we have to, as light workers, psychics, clairvoyants, whatever you choose to label us as, we can only give you what we get at the time. It is very difficult for us sometimes because we also have to say that, look, we're not fortune tellers. Remember, all you lovely people out there, no matter who you are, where you are, what circumstances you're in, yes, it can be very easy for me to sit here, and I know Ros is going to agree with this, it can be very easy for us to sit here and say, you can change things. But do you know what? That's exactly what it is. If I had more time, because we're already into the last 20 minutes of the show, I would be able to explain to you more about how I had to take control and change things for myself, because I had tried to get other people to do it. And what it basically boiled down to was I literally locked myself away in a mobile home caravan for nearly 3 weeks. I drew the curtains, I locked the door, and the only thing I had to keep comfort around me was a quilt. That was it. And I literally sat there and I said to Spirit, if you want me to do this, then I'm going to meet you halfway and I will declutter, detox, whatever you want to call it, my own space. I can't do it on my own, but I'm just going to trust now that this is where I should be because this is what you're showing me to do. So I had to take control. And as I said, there's a lot more to it than that, but that's basically where things were. So I'll explain a little bit more about it at some point. Anyway, we're going to go to our next caller. And this is the lovely Anne, I believe. So, Anne, hi, are you there, my love?
Hello?
Hello, Anne. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, Anne. Whereabouts are you calling from?
New York.
From New York. And how can we help? What, is there something specific you want to focus on? What would you like Spirit to look at for you?
Anything that comes to mind. It's kind of impromptu. I just kind of wasn't expecting to get in, but did. So I just left it in the hands of fate.
Okay, so you have no direct questions about anything around you at the moment, Anne? It's not a problem if you don't.
There's things I could. I just don't know which one to pick.
Right, okay, well, what I'd like to do then, if you don't mind broadcasting this to the world, I'd like to know what your date of birth is.
I don't like to give too many identifying things over the air. I'll just say August 4th.
Right, okay, the reason I ask is I work with Native American numerology, and I wanted to see what medicine animals were around you linking with your date of birth, which I'd also would need the last two digits of the year, but it's all right, it's not a problem. And then I can see where things are linking in today. Okay, so I need to find some peace and a need for some new challenges is what I'm getting with you. Let me have a look and see what's going on here. Right. We, at the moment, lovely, as you know, this is a 5 year, but this is also a 5 month. And December around you is definitely a month of letting go. It's a month where the rest of this month is not about trying to push yourself to achieve anything, but it is a time for you to get plans onto paper so that you can action these in the early part of 2013. Okay. It's also a time towards the end of this month when if there's been a block with communication with you or around you with anybody, this block will also be starting to lift off, particularly around the last day of December.
Oh, wow.
And I feel that if I've got somebody who's disappeared out of touch or just seems to have disappeared off the face of the planet around you. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Well, they're also about to reappear again, and as fast as they disappeared, they're going to as quickly reappear. Now, it's very difficult sometimes, Anne, to put timings on things like this because, as we've said before, this is down to a person's free will. But my feeling is this could happen around the last week of this month.
Okay.
So things seem to be coming to a little bit of a conclusion here for you because I feel that Spirit's saying emotionally around you they want to wipe the slate clean and get rid of all the disruption that you've had. I want to go, why am I taking you back to August? What was so relevant about August as in your birth month?
There's several things that were happening in August and...
The things that need to be cleared that haven't been cleared yet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you're ending 2012, this 5 year, this year of ascension and change, on a really strong note, particularly, as I said, when it comes to anything emotional. Now, this person who has tested out your patience and any other situations that have tested out your patience are also rapidly going to be rewarded by the end of 2012, and you start into 2013 with a lot of healing energy around you. It's also a time when I feel that you need to be pushing yourself forwards a lot more. I feel that you need to be standing your ground a lot more with people, and I feel it's about time you started giving to yourself rather than giving up to everybody else as you have been. But that's a natural thing that you do. I mean, it's a lovely energy to have, but you can't heal the world until you've healed yourself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The middle of January to the middle of February is all about synchronicity, life being back into that a semblance of order where you're in control, and that's the bit you also dislike. You hate being out of control.
Yeah.
So on a material level, it's also about looking at new ideas and how you can promote yourself in 2013. And I feel that there's a project of your own that could be launched late February, early March, that could be quite abundant, if I can put it that way, around
wow.
you. My guides are also showing me that you're going to be looking at travelling out of state, particularly in mid-spring, because this, and I don't feel this is a holiday as such either, but there's travel around you. The only thing you need to guard against, Mavli, is that late February into first 3 weeks of March of next year, the lovely planet Mercury goes into retrograde again. Isn't that fun?
Oh,
it's
yes.
It's the first of the three. We have three retrogrades every year. This is the first one of the new year. But that is when you are going to be going through yourself quite a big time of reflection. You're going to be pondering a lot on life, the universe, and everything. And particularly when it comes to how your higher self is linking with the world and the universe beyond, and what you are going to be doing for the universe.
Oh.
So how's that in general then, Anne?
Everything you've said it actually touches on so many things in my life. Everything you said was totally on the nail, that these are things that are very pertinent to me and that are going on and that I'm hoping for, and they're all actual things in my life. So you definitely did an awesome connection there. Hello? Hello? I lost you.
Okay, sorry about that. Well, I hope you can hear me. Sorry, we had a bit of another gremlin in the works. Can you hear me okay now?
Yes, I hear you perfectly now.
Well, thank you. Sorry about that. It's just, see, the weather here in the UK is very cold, very frosty, and it's playing a bit of a havoc with broadband connection, so my internet just suddenly decided it was going to throw a wobbly.
I don't know if you heard what I said, but everything you said really did connect and totally makes sense for actual events in my life, so they're all pertinent things to me.
Thank you,
including
well,
the project and everything else.
I'm going to have to keep this fairly short because I'm not, I want to try and get a couple of other callers in, hopefully before the end of the show. But listen, my love, the point is that for you, you really need to focus on the fact that this sixth year, that it's a sixth year next year. And I know that we've said this a lot. However, but with the snake energy, this is the year of the snake, but with the Native American energy of the snake, you really, really can tap into that higher consciousness. If you want to use that law of attraction, cosmic ordering, whatever you want to call it, use it, because it will really, really work. Make out a wish board. You know, write out your wish list. In fact, write out your wish list today, because it's full new moon tomorrow. So get your wish list. Get your wish list written out. You've got crystals indoors.
I have rose quartz.
It needs cleansing.
Okay. Oh, they need cleansing? Okay. Because they were a gift to me from a friend, so...
Right. They need cleansing, and they should be cleansed in the full moon. Every month, cleanse them in the full moon. But your rose quartz, you can just run it... You can actually run it under tap water and just leave it to dry naturally. But it does need clearing, so... I'll leave that with you, Anne, and I hope there's been some help for you.
Great. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate that.
You're more than welcome. Remember, you can listen back on mikespirit.fm to this reading and listen to the podcast of the show as well. But bless you. And maybe we'll speak again.
Yes.
Okay. Bye. Thank you very much. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye. That was a lovely hand. Now, I do want to actually squeeze this next song in because it's a personal favourite. And... it actually, the lyrics are quite relevant as well. So if you're looking to end 2012 in a new relationship, if you're wanting to bring a new relationship in, if there's a relationship that you want to strengthen with somebody around you, have a listen to the words of Mr. Michael Bublé, and just haven't met you yet.
Not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track.
talk myself in, I talk myself out, I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it, I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. And I know someday that it'll all turn up. Don't make me work so we can work, but work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing, and baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. Oh, I know that it'll all turn up. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say,
my wonderful hosts, to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card reading, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct Mike@MikeSpirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
And you can hear Mr. Mike Davis on the weekend, Sunday, 8 till 10, in, that's UK time. Do listen in. Now, tomorrow, Friday. Is it Friday tomorrow? It is. I was trying to think who's on tomorrow. And my brain, I've just suddenly gone, brain gone everywhere. No, Mike's saying he's not on, it's Thursday tomorrow. Aha, Sarah May. It's the lovely Sarah May. Yay. She's on tomorrow, Thursday. Tune in to the lovely Sarah May. And said to Mr. Mike Davis as well. And everybody else is here on Mike's Brit FM. I must, we're rapidly heading towards the end of the show. And I really must thank my very special guest, Roz Coleman, for being a part of Soul Purpose. Roz, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I do hope that maybe you'll come back on again at some time.
It would be a pleasure, Jerry. It's been a joy.
Now, with all this wonderful insight that you've given people, my lovely, and I know there's a huge amount more, whereabouts can people find you, and where can they find your new book? So how can they contact you directly?
They can contact me through my website, Jerry, which is spiritguideartist.com. And if there's anything you want to know about spirit guides, you'll find it on that site. My book is currently out with a Christmas offer with a meditation to help you connect your guides with your own, in your own way. I really would love to think that everybody can connect with their guides and understand the ways and the amazing ways that guides can help you. And for that reason, this special offer with the book and the meditation is only $7.50, and that's at spiritguideartist.com.
Do you believe, Roz, that everybody's meant to connect with their guides?
I believe everybody has the ability, Jerry. That I truly do, and everybody connects with their guides in their own way. We have our own intuition that works for us.
Yeah,
our guides help us use it. And what my purpose is to help people find out how to do that. Our guides don't do it for us.
No,
they help us.
So there you are, people. That is the lovely Roz Coleman. As she said, please, I do encourage you, get her book. I've dipped my toes in, and it's absolutely fascinating. Wonderful piece of writing. The channeling is absolutely amazing. I thank everybody who has called in to Soul Purpose. Thank you all very much. And I hope that you have enjoyed your connections with Roz and with myself. I will be back next Wednesday at the same time with another special guest. And I'm very much looking forward to Roz coming back on in the new year, because I know that she, and by that time, she'll have a second or probably even third book published as well. So we'll have a lot more to talk about. But Roz, thank you ever so much. Also, my thanks to Mike Davies and to Ken, who have been beavering away in the background, either pushing or not pushing the right buttons. But we got there in the end, which has been absolutely brilliant. My name is Jerry Humphries. I will speak to you all on Soul Purpose next Wednesday. Love, light, and God bless to you all.
You have been listening to Soul Purpose on Mike Spirit FM with international psychic medium Jerry Humphries. Join Jerry again next week at the same time, or you can connect directly to Jerry by going to his website. It's www.senseofknowing.co.uk or via Facebook. Thank you for being a part of Soul Purpose. Have a peaceful week ahead.